Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yeah, good to have you with us, folks. How we doing? Actually, just, you know, something I just meant to mention as well, because a couple of people have said this to me. You know the way when we do this podcast, PJ, we do the sort of best bits.
Oh yeah, of course.
There's a little section in the middle. We give you some of the, but they are some of. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Because you always get people saying to you, "Oh, you didn't. You did well that time. You didn't use the one where.
Oh
well,
yeah.
He said to you, right? And you were talking about." It's like, yeah.
Or worse still, you didn't do the bit where you said happy birthday to me. That's not a best bit. By any stretch of the imagination.
I mean, like, we just sort of more or less randomly select, because to be fair, it's a weird one, you know, because to be perfectly honest with you, well, look, on the practical side, we can't just include everything because it would just be another week-long show.
Just a copy of the week. Be like, yeah.
And then the other thing is, we often can't remember.
Yeah, we can't. We can't. There's 21 hours of show every week.
Is there?
21, isn't that right? 4, 8, 12, 16, 17, 18.
Because I thought 5 fours would be 20, maybe.
There you go. So yeah, that's essentially what I said.
And we probably do run over a bit, so yeah.
I can't count worth a shite, man. It's amazing, isn't it? Like 21, where did I get the extra one from?
Brilliant. And the thing about it is, as I said, there's a lots of times that we struggle to remember stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And one of the best expressions you've ever seen is PJ will say to you, we might make a plan to do something, and you know, a minute will go by, whatever song might be playing, or whatever, and I'll say to him, right, so we're doing the thing on the beer gardens, are we? And he'll go, what?
Yeah.
And I'll go, you know, the non-alcoholic, what?
Yeah.
it's literally like. It's not just kind of vaguely, it's like gone.
Gone, completely.
And you're the one with the better memory than me.
It's bad, isn't it? I blame you for my memory, though. When you're working with a spontaneous a genius as Jim McCabe, it's very hard not to just let fate take over. You know, I just think, like, it's very hard to just not to... Well, I'm like, nothing I plan will ever come to be at the genius levels of radio marvels that he's going to come up with. So why would I sit here coming up with substandard ideas when I can just react to the greatest ideas that have ever happened?
Oh, what a load of shite. Yeah. Unbelievable. Talk about a man damning you with faint praise.
Yeah, that's the truth. It's the truth.
the truth of it is, he tunes out. I remember the time.
The truth is, Jim is as refreshing a voice as a bag of chips after a rake of pints. That's what it's like. It's like salty, vinegary, beautiful, wonderful chips.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Yeah, every time you hear it.
The best part of all, I remember years ago when we started working together, years and years and years ago, right? And like PJ, obviously being primarily a comedian, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And a very fine actor, writer, you know, all those other things as well, of course.
Remember the faint praise you were talking about.
But primarily a comedian. Right? So when it came to the radio kind of thing or whatever, you know, there's radio kind of stuff. The idea of double headers and all that, and it's, you know, whatever, all that sort of stuff. So, but the guy who was producing us at the time used to get really freaked out that we weren't getting on. Right?
Yeah.
Because he'd be looking through the window, because most radio studios are set up the same way. There's sort of a window, and the person on the outside is kind of, you know, keeping an eye on things inside and whatever.
Exactly,
whatever.
Yeah.
And because PJ, he'd finish a link, he'd be all laughs and, oh, and then he'd just go start scrolling through your phone.
Playing Snake or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, doing me Duolingo.
And you'd be getting pulled aside and going, everything all right, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, great, yeah, yeah, why? Just, you know, everything, just like, see it chatting or whatever. I said, yeah, no, he likes a bit of, you know, it looks a bit of me time. Oh, yeah, grand, yeah. No, just, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, that's what
he used to freak him out.
He used to be freaked out. But what he failed to understand is me and Jim are as fond of each other as we are because we both have the exact same ability to ignore each other and to be as pig ignorant in each other's company. That is unbelievably comfortable. You know, I think we have what most marriages strive to be.
The clear understanding of just leaving the other person alone.
Yeah, just don't.
As we've said many times.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's like we said that as well. Remember a couple of weeks back, it was that International Best Friends Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was that thing about the thing about, you know, when somebody asks you, if you've spent a lot of time with somebody, they just assume that you know things about them.
I know.
Like, yeah, so, and where is he then now doing that? And what's his thing? And you're like,
I don't know.
God, I don't know. You never... No, not really.
No,
not much, to be honest.
Don't talk about that.
What do you talk about? Things.
Yeah, things. Like, what were we talking about today? You know, whether Well, how many beers is it all right to have? Or something?
Yeah.
Before, you know, yeah. Like,
just it is mad when you think about it.
It really is. Yeah.
I, like, and the other thing as well that's very important is I constantly get the kind of. Do you think people.
Just splash coffee all over my face. Sorry.
Yeah, I constantly get that as well. Do you think he'd spill stuff down his. Yeah. Anyway, but it would be. Do you think PJ would do this? And I immediately. I go, no. Would you ask him? No.
Oh, gee, yeah, well, yeah.
Just ask him. Like, he might want to come along and all and do. No, he won't.
Yeah, yeah. What I normally do is, when someone says, "Is Jim around to do something?" I say, "How much is it for?" And then I do it. that's normally. I say, "Jim, unfortunately, he had a heart attack last week, so he's not available for the next 6 months. But I'm around." They'll be like, "I heard him on the radio, which is this morning. That wasn't Jim."
We had to get in a Jim impersonator.
He's actually doing that live from the hospital bed, unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah, Mike just, or Clint stands there and holds a mic to his face. Says, "Speak now, speak, quick."
We just made a soundboard of all Jim's phrases, and Clint basically just presses a load of buttons at the appropriate times to PJ's gags.
Yeah, and still, unbelievably, they still think here and over that an automated Jim is better than a real me, which I agree with. I think there's a lot to be said for it.
It is mad that they. That's the. Because you know that thing about being comfortable in the silence?
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that.
Oh my
there
God,
really
that,
is.
I tell you something, that's right up there with. You know the way you always say that the. What's that expression? Oh, yeah, the first fart in a relationship is a milestone.
It is.
I tell you something, you know you're in a good situation where you can sit in silence.
Big time.
And not think kind of. Somebody better say something.
Yeah, yeah. Not have that tension in the air.
Yeah.
Now, you know that Jim's never going to turn around and go, "What are you thinking?" No, I'm not thinking. What? What sort of question is that?
Why would I ask a stupid question like that?
Yeah.
I'd be afraid of the answer. If I said to you, "What are you thinking?" Oh, Jesus. Don't open that kind of worms. And that's unusual, cause especially for me, because I always get slagged by you, primarily. Right? You can see the thing that this is following. The pattern here. But I always get slagged because normally in circumstances, I do get conscious of that. I don't, you know what I mean? If we're in meetings or with other people and there's a sort of a lull.
I know. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate being in meetings with Jim McCabe. He can't just let the silence go until someone goes, "Wait, is that it?" He has to go, "So tell me more about the plan for the sausages.
Are they your own?"
Oh, he can't do it. He can't just sit in silence. He has to break it. He just goes, "Oh, yeah, so how are you?" Oh, Jesus. Not even to do with the meeting. "Any holidays planned?" I'm like, "Oh, we're not getting our fucking hair cut, Jim. Please, stop asking questions." Yeah. We want to go home.
It's that, I start feeling sorry for the other people because it's like there's that big like pregnant pause, big lull in the comments. It's obvious everybody's kind of like a bit, you know what I mean? And I immediately, for some reason, feel sorry for them.
I know you do.
To go in and go away.
Whereas I just look into the corner. Someone stands here and I just turn me back and look into the corner.
You're the best I've ever seen. I have to say, hats off. If I could, that's my intention, is to try and develop. That is, if there's one thing that I'm going to try my best to model myself on in relation to PJ Gallagher, it is the ability to completely ignore other people, even sometimes when they're talking to you.
How are you?
We have a regular meeting here, and you're brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Because you're the one that takes the heat.
You can literally go through the entire duration of the meeting and not contribute at all, and they never say anything.
I think genuinely.
And if I stayed quiet, I'd be fucking hammered. What's up with Jim?
I think there's two things going on there. Number one, they know nothing. I have nothing of any quality to contribute. And number two, I'm not sure what's going on. So, I think there's two things there.
I want to be you.
And number three, Jim is always going to take the heat. Jim is always going to take the heat. And people don't even say, "What's wrong with you, Peter?" They go, "What's wrong with him, Jim?" And Jim has to answer that. Like, they actually go to Jim about me. They're going to hear him. "Jim, is he all right?" No one even says it to me.
The weird thing, that is so true. That is so true. If there's anything up with PJ, it's like, "Jim, quick word."
Yeah, Jim, Jim, quick word. Would PJ like a coffee? Is he hungry? It's just I can't get any sense out of the fucker at all.
Oh, man. That's one of the few things on this podcast that hasn't been over-exaggerated. That's actually accurate. Anyway, right. God. So let's give you our selection. And it is only a selection of best bits, right? So don't get annoyed at us if your favourite bit wasn't included.
Yeah, there was 21 hours after all.
Anyway, listen, we were discussing something that I am particularly bad at, which is photo taking. But the reassuring bit was, I'm not the only one. Apparently, all of you out there are crap at
terrible at it as well.
Yeah, we're still rubbish at it. Also, there was a bizarre bit of movie news broke during the week that we weren't overly happy about in relation to apparently the new Joker movie.
Yes, yeah. I'm not happy about. I think this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's literally a genre that you despise.
Yeah, it really is.
The
yeah,
plan
I'm not
is.
Mad about superheroes in the first place, but this is really
taking the biscuit. Yeah. Also, we had a discussion about team building during the week. I don't know if it meant to even start off about team building, but it certainly ended up there. The bizarre things people make you do in some of those corporate places.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like we were just talking about how we like ignoring each other. That's the way we build our team. Some people are the exact opposite.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. If somebody says to you, what's your favourite part of your job? It's leaving it. That's really is.
I love coming in as well. Just not as much as Friday.
Exactly. There's nothing unusual
there. Let's just
say
we all love a Friday morning more than a Monday morning.
Correct. Yeah. And also then, which is an absolute belter, PJ unveiled. There's not that many stories that I haven't heard in the years that we've been working together, but this one was brand new on me.
I literally cannot believe we've been together this long and I haven't told you that story.
It's quite incredible. I'm not going to, just in case you hadn't heard it during the week, I won't spoil it other than to say his beloved mother is the star of the show.
Yes, but there's no doubt about it. Yeah, she'll kill me now if she knows I told that story, especially on the radio.
Oh, have a listen. We'll talk to you shortly.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
As you know, our man at the movies, Clint Dreeberg's here every Friday, gives us the lowdown on one of the big new movies. But a bit of movie news broke yesterday, which was a bit strange.
Yeah.
And so strange that I'm not even sure if it's true.
Yeah, they're in talks apparently, right? So the Joker, the movie Joker with Joaquin Phoenix, it had 11 Oscar nominations. It made $890 million
Good
at
movie.
The box office.
Good
great movie.
He was great in it.
He really was. It was brilliant, right? So they're talking about making a sequel, obviously. That sort of success, you're going to try and follow it up. Except they're going to ruin it, I think, if they do this, right? The talks are that they're going to get Lady Gaga in it and they're going to make it a musical, which I think takes a really good concept that worked really, really well and it's going to ruin it. It's going to make it daft.
Yeah, because is it true?
Well, it seems to be. They're in talking about it. They reckon that Todd Phillips, the director, he says he wants to call it Folie à deux, which apparently is a medical term. For a mental disorder, I don't know.
Again, Lady Gaga wouldn't be the worst casting.
No, she's a great actor.
Yeah, exactly. She's done good stuff.
But making it a musical.
A musical of the Joker.
I'm like, stop. Batman's villain. Like, what are they going to be doing? Like, making classical versions of da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Well, if it's the Joker, he's going to have to stroll down going, some people call me the space cowboy.
It's going to be like, what songs are they going to have?
It'd
be like, Joker Man, made of steel. Batman hurt his wheelie on the Batmobile. I don't know. There's no deal.
Or else they'll have to do, I don't think that doesn't become a thing now. Because they're making musicals of everything.
They are, yeah.
Like they're making a musical of the Toy Show.
I know.
A musical of all sorts.
It's too much.
And if it goes into the movie world, if all the superheroes now, if all those Avengers movies and superhero movies all become blooming musicals.
Yeah.
The Superman would be good, wouldn't it? Well, remember there was a Superman song.
Was
all those instructions. Throw your hands in the air. And then there was Superman. Remember that?
No.
Mad old song from years ago.
No, I don't remember that.
Good. Probably best forgotten.
They'll probably just do our covers of the old show tunes is the way to do it. Like, no time for sitting alone in your room. You know, I am a Superman. I like to fly around the town. You know,
dear, oh dear.
That's
going to end. It's going to end up going back to. I mean, I'm sorry. The darkness is what makes that great.
Yeah. It is the darkness of it.
I don't mean the darkness that we just played. I don't mean the darkness. Actually, they'd be great if you're going to do a musical event like that.
The darkness,
I mean, they're mad anyway.
They are, yeah. And they're really tongue in cheek and
that's
everything.
That's complete send up anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, that, song Dancing on a Friday Night?
Yeah.
Maybe they could do something with that, you know, all the superheroes.
Yeah.
Batman on Monday, Spider-Man on Tuesday, but Superman on Friday night. Like, you know, this all, but because like, it's just a
kind of... Gene has been on, that Black Lace sang that Superman song back in the day. Imagine Black Lace being involved in a superhero movie.
Yeah, it's ludicrous, really, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Like, it's just as well, you know, because musicals always have go both ways. They always have the moody stuff, and then there's always the jolly stuff.
Right.
And a Batman-type movie, a Joker-type movie, I just can't see any of that jolliness.
What's the moody kind of stuff?
Well, you know, it's like, don't cry for me, Argentina.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Stuff like this. You know, that's the sort of moody stuff, and you're supposed to be like, you know, crying or whatever. And then there's like, you can't see Batman walking out of a pub, I'm singing in the rain. You know, after a fight, I'm in a little pain. Imagine. But at least I've got Robin, we're friendly again.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
087-188-100 if you want to give us a shout. If you're off on the way into work, maybe you're in one of those employers that, you know, kind of is big into the old, you know, the newfangled kind of huggy kind of environment, you know,
oh,
what I mean?
Where
everybody's included and welcomed and their mental health is considered and it's all very good, all very positive.
All very positive.
Or maybe you're in one of those places where they just take it too far and insist on having those bonding sessions.
I hate those ideas. I absolutely hate those ideas. And they always go wrong. And why they haven't specifically said that's what happened in this article, they really lean on it. You know, I think they're trying to not get sued.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
So these are the ones where they do, they believe that these activity things, you go out and you do take on these activity challenges and it brings you together as a team.
It's such American nonsense, isn't it? It really is. So, you know, it's no, everybody who works in a place wants to just go home and not be around the people they work with at the end of a day. So when your manager turns around and says, listen, this Saturday, keep it free. Keep it free, everybody, because we're going to have one of those corporate team building exercises.
Oh,
it's going to help us with our motivation. It's going to be a stress reliever. You're going to find out you can really trust each other. You're like, oh, Jesus, eat me. God.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. Nothing worse. There's nothing worse.
And people seem to believe like that it's the only way forward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's wrong with just having a load of unhappy employees?
Exactly.
I mean, come on, it's not going to change anyway.
I know. I mean,
you want to make them happier, give them more money.
Let's face it, Jim. I mean, I'm different. I love working with you. I really do.
But you still can't wait to get out.
I can't wait to see the back of you. Every day. Every day.
And I'm very happy to say to you, as my very, very good friend, I feel the same.
I know. I know. I mean, me and Jim, when we're going somewhere after the show, if we have to do some records or something, we literally won't sit in the car together. We won't do it. We will not do it.
We travel everywhere separately.
If Jim was giving me a lift, I would be sitting in the boot. That is just no doubt about it. And I totally respect that. I think that's totally fine.
Yeah. You know, now that's friendship, people.
That's real
and you
friendship.
Can take that to the bank.
Yeah, when you can be that honest with each other. Do you want to see me today, Jim? No, I'm sick of the sight of you. Grant, talk to you tomorrow. And now this stupid idea. So a company, it looks like, have gone firewalking as a team building exercise.
God.
And they've all gone out together to do the thing. And they all...
This is the hot coals
they
thing,
lit the hot coals and the manager was like, we're going to really learn that we can put up with anything and still come out the other side. And of course, they all burnt their feet off themselves. And they're all... And 13,
they didn't really, did they?
They did, yeah. 13 people treated for foot burns and blisters and some people were able to limp away on their own. Some people had to... I shouldn't be laughing like that. I shouldn't be laughing.
Oh, my God. This will show you your true inner power. Your ability to show... The ability to show you that your mind can overcome any of the challenges you're likely to face.
Me feet, you stupid... Yeah, they all 13 of them. Oh my God! They all were walking after each other, and they were all pulled out, and ambulances and had to be called, and fire brigades.
Oh
and And the manager's there going, we're going to get through this casualty department together.
It has a smack of something like, you know, that it was probably, there probably is some ancient ritual that it goes back to. But who thought that it was a good idea in a sort of a modern day corporate world to make people walk barefoot on hot coals?
You get a bunch of lads who sell insurance and all. Yeah. And, you know, they just want to go home. And
there's lads who literally are kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know. Lads would be, you know, they wouldn't be in the least bit sort of, I don't know, outdoorsy. And now they have to walk on hot coals.
You can imagine them as well. You, like, all the men and women used to offices rolling their suit trousers up to their knees and getting set.
Lads who put anoraks on to go into the cold section of a supermarket and now they're being asked to kind of
run across flames. It's just, it's a disaster. And all of these things are, you know, we're going to meet, we're going to run, or we're going to go, we're going to do an assault course together, or we're going to, I don't know, go-karting or whatever. It's all great ideas with your real friends, but terrible ideas as team building exercises.
Yeah.
Remember we knew one, a friend of ours was supposed to go and help, he worked for an insurance company.
And they were doing their bit for the community or something.
The idea was, we're going to go out and we're going to help people who aren't as lucky as we are, and we'll appreciate more how good we are, how lucky we are to have each other and to be in this workplace.
Great idea.
So they went out and your man arrived up to this house.
Yeah.
And his car was 6 years younger than the car that was in the driveway.
So who were they helping out now?
I don't want to mention the charity because it will cause all...
No, but it was what was it aimed towards?
Homelessness.
But he arrived at a bloke's house.
Yeah, he went in, your man was sitting there on his laptop and he goes, just clean up and when you're ready you can pull the door behind you, he goes.
So the guy that he was helping
had
a better car.
Yeah.
And even though it was for a homeless charity, lived in a house and sat with his laptop while...
And your man who was cleaning his gaff was still living with his ma.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Now, I'm intrigued by this story because I don't know anything about it. Normally, PJ gives me a little bit of a heads up about something that he wants to talk about. But this one, he's kept it all curious.
I tell you, there's a reason for this.
Right.
Right, because there's a story here, a woman called Lana Tollan. She's a Scottish. She lives in Glasgow.
Right.
And she was sitting in her house this week. I was sitting in her back garden, so she was, and she could see sort of through the house, if you know what I mean, through the back front window. And she saw a load of people, like 10, 11 people, like all waving into the house and standing and taking pictures of her home. And she was like, what is going on here? So she went out and she's like, you know, this Scottish woman, you know, can I help you?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is our ancestor's house. Our great, great, great grandmother used to live here and we've come all the way from Philadelphia to come and see this house. And do you mind if we go in and have a look around? And she was like blown away. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They found it in some book. There was some book that they had of famous tourist attractions. And apparently their great, great, great grandmother was a famous person, whatever, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad. Nice story. They got in the whole lot. But it reminded me of something I can't believe I never told you before.
Okay.
Because my house, where I live now, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That used to be a B&B years ago. You know, when there was all these little bed and breakfasts all over the country.
Yeah, well, because you're along the coast there, aren't you?
Yeah, before there was all the Airbnb stuff and all.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was, so that meant after we moved in, it was still in a load of guidebooks, right?
Right.
So regularly, people would knock on the door saying, is there a room free? You know, and you'd say, no, sorry, it's not, whatever.
Yeah.
That would happen quite a lot, you know. And once, I went off my motorbike tour. So it was 2004, I went off for 2 months on my bike.
Mm-hmm.
And a man from Latvia knocked on my door. And my ma was sitting in there. She may have had a few fizzies with her friend Pauline, right?
Okay.
And the man from Latvia knocked on the door and goes, is this guest house? I would like to stay for... And she goes, yeah, she goes, come on in. And she brought him in. And the two of them were jarred in the gaff. And they sat him down and started eating sandwiches and that. And he was like, eating loads of food. They got a Chinese and all in. And he's sitting there going, can I go to bed? And eventually she goes, yeah, go on up there, stairs. There's a bed up there. And he went up. There was no sheets or duvets or pillows or anything on the bed.
Oh, my God.
Nothing. And then he came down and goes, there's no clothes in the bed. And she goes, make your own bed. She goes and threw him a load of stuff. And he made his own bed. And then I called.
Was this in what became your room?
Yeah. And then I called home. You know, yeah. How are you, ma? She goes, I got a man in the house. And he's, I don't know what to do about it. I was there going, what do you mean there's a man in the house? I was terrified. She goes, and then she was hiding behind, he was knocking on the door the next morning.
Yeah.
Looking for his breakfast. And she was hiding behind the curtain in her own bedroom. Right? And then he couldn't get it. And he went downstairs out into the house and he looked up and he could see me ma and her knickers hiding behind the curtain in her own bedroom. So she was like, what would we do?
Oh my God.
And he stayed for nearly 10 days in the end.
What?
Yeah. And
ten
at the end,
days?
And at the end, not only were they good mates, she had him cutting the grass and all and everything. And him paying for the pleasure.
That's
yeah.
Unreal.
Had him out. I called in a couple of days later. She goes, oh, we're getting out like a house on fire. We got more food last night. She's out cutting the grass now.
He's
been in touch with her.
He's paying B&B rates for the whole time.
Paying B&B rates. God knows what she charged him. God only knows what she charged him. To make his own bed, make his own breakfast. Had her hiding on him.
I'd love to see the review on TripAdvisor after that.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Now listen, I tell you something, right? I tell you one of the things that has subtly changed and nobody really noticed.
Yeah.
Right. There was a time, once upon a time, back in the day, right, where in order to take a photograph,
yeah,
it had to be something significant.
Day of the was.
For somebody to say, take a photograph, it had to be an unusual occurrence, let's say.
Or, big time.
You know, you were on a trip, obviously, or whatever, holiday photographs, that was one thing. But the idea, now, how many...
photographs.
Billions of photographs are probably just taken out. Snaps of the most...
mundane...
idiotic things.
Normal old nonsense, yeah.
Anything at all. Any mad stuff that back in the day you'd never... have taken a photograph of.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you had to go and get it developed.
Yeah, you had to go and get it developed. And nowadays, now because of you slagging a lot, now I'm trying to take pictures of the back of my head all the time to see how much my hair is thinning out.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the whole thing is so instant. But the weird thing about it is you'd imagine normally the more you do something, the better you get at it. But not the case.
Not the case. And apparently we're getting worse and worse and worse at taking photographs. And there's like it's not a study. It's just a bunch of people that have been surveyed, you know.
Mm.
And they're saying that photographs are so frequent, it means we're getting worse at taking them. So cutting people's heads out, putting your finger over the lens, and
still a thing?
Yeah, still on camera. Yeah, do you ever see?
How do you get your finger over the? I suppose
people hold it like that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It happens all the time. Then people they get all sort of wobbly, you know, the sort of faded photographs. And then there's the ones where the photograph is sort of crooked. It doesn't look right. Or they didn't get everybody in the photograph properly.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's four tips that they give you here.
Well, I'm all ears because I have to say, I've said this to you before, I am the worst selfie taker in the history of...
Yeah, well,
of photographs.
I'm a bad selfie taker, but that's because of the sort of product I'm dealing with more than anything else.
No, I mean the actual... So, like, for example, you know the way people take selfies with, say... So, you're constantly getting people taking selfies with you, right?
Yeah.
Celebrities, big stars, all that sort of stuff, right? And people seem to be able to do it really quickly. They just, up the camera, quick click, and it's perfect. And the two of you are framed in the middle of it or whatever, or there's, you know, all of him and all of you or all of her and all of you or whatever it is, right? And it's all grand and it's all good or whatever. Or there's a group. Somebody does a group, you know.
You
see all these people on stage and they take selfies and it's kind of the audience behind them and blah, you know, whatever. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I do accept I have a slightly larger head, but I can't, you know, I can never get it right. I can never get me in, the person, other person in, the angle right, the thing. I'm terrible.
I'm really bad myself, yeah. Really
I'm
bad.
Shocking at it.
And do you know what? You're always slagging me.
No, you're not bad at it. You take a few in here.
Oh, I take a few in here, sorry, yeah. But I'm not great at it. Like, I'm always like, why do I look like I've got one sort of big man diddy or something? You know, I always maybe said, look a bit awkward looking or something. And I tell you, do you know what really gets me though? Because I know you love all the sort of saying, oh, PJ got a celebrity stuff, blah, 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 right? But the thing is, I'm not really a celebrity, right? So what has happened to me loads of times is it's always so embarrassing. It's like, oh, now look who it is. And you're like, hey, can we get a picture? And you're like, yeah, go on ahead. And then they go, yeah, always happens. I don't know why men do it. They often go, do you know him? And there'd be misses and no. See, you don't know him. And I'm just standing there. Yeah, man. No. You know, I'm out. Yeah. Get up, get out of me trousers. And she's like, sorry, I'm really sorry, I don't know. I'm there, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Just take the picture. And he's there going, ah, Jason, do you remember? And then he'll say something like, Jason, what is it your name? Is Jason. I'm like, no, PJ. PJ, that's right, yeah. And then they take a picture and your woman's there going, I don't know him, John. I don't know him. Just stand next to him, will you? And then I'm just feeling so awkward.
And you're dying inside. It's yeah, like, please, yeah. Please let me just go. I was only going out to get a packet of biscuits.
Oh, and then the flip side is when a tourist goes, can I have a picture? And I go, yeah, yeah, no problem. And I stand beside him and they're like, no, can you take a picture of me and my wife? I'm like, oh my God. And then he walks off thinking, why did that strange man think I was asking him for a picture?
Yeah, who was that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, jeepers.
Anyway, give us the tips for these. So what are these four tips now so I can take a better photograph?
So your instinct when you're taking a photo is to get far back.
Right.
Don't do that. They say, actually, stay closer. And then instead of zooming in, try and just get a natural. So stay, like, what you think is a little bit too close is probably right.
Okay.
Catch the right expressions.
That wouldn't work with me, not with the size of my head. You have to go back a bit.
Yeah, but see, this is where people get paranoid, you know. And then they say, catch the right expression. So interact with the people you're photographing, you know. Say something to make them laugh naturally rather than, or, you know, I don't know, maybe make funny face or something, you know.
Wow, so it's going back to kind of the idea of, like, say cheese, watch for the birdie.
Yeah, look for the birdie.
What sort of an expression is that?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I forgot all about that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it says, make sure you clean the lens. That's the number one reason for smudgy photographs, is clean the lens.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like, see, you know, when you give your picture and he goes, wait a minute, you ever do that?
Yeah.
You give your phone to someone else and goes, wait a minute. And you see someone else starts cleaning your lens with this dirty t-shirt. Oh, jeez. You'd be as bad if you told his underpants out and start wiping them with them. Do you know something? Don't do any of these. There's another tip, which doesn't matter.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
That's him. When you were telling that story about getting the photographs taken, you know, people constantly asking you for selfies because you're so famous and such a big celebrity.
Stop it.
No, just when you were saying that earlier on. But there's a great story, very similar to that. Darren Brown tells a great story in one of his books about that.
The thing
about, you know, when you are a celebrity and people do ask you for photographs, and obviously you have to say yes. Because you should, and
because
they're important and all that sort of stuff. But invariably, he says, it's one thing to have, you know, somebody just do the quick, sorry, do you mind? No, not at all, go ahead. And on you go, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But when you get the one where it's, as you say, there potentially might be more than one involved, and it's like, here, will you take that for us, will you, and whatever. And then they go, all right, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it's gone off now. Here, where's your camera on that?
No, and you can't use the phone. I've seen it. That's happened me loads of times, yeah. Sorry about this now. Hold on. I can't use it.
Yeah, and then they go,
do you know anything about that?
That's what I was just going to say. And then you end up, sorry, yeah, okay. Well, here, no, if you, that's your thing there. See,
oh,
that,
that's
that
happened
one.
Loads of times. This,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Is the flash on? Oh,
Jane. Yeah, yeah, for ages. And then, oh.
And of course, that will attract other people.
It does, yeah, yeah. And then people go, I'm sorry, I'm probably doing your head in, am I? And you have to go, no.
And then somebody else ends up standing there waiting to get their one in turn when they're done because they've decided, well, you must be famous.
Yeah, you get. I had an elfler once and he was there. Can I get the photo there? Yeah. And he was like an elfler, right? And he was an elfler. And he goes, me dad, he goes, loves your show. And then he goes, he puts on, had to look for his glasses and he's sticking his glasses on. And then he's doing the phone in and out because his sight was so bad. And then he went to take a photo and the music came on. And he's like a Perry Como music or something coming out of his phone. And then everybody's looking, where's the music coming from? And I'm holding the phone then because he's there. Do you know where the camera is on that? I was like, oh, jeez, man. Can we go outside at least?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Right, there we go. Some of the best bits from Jordan. Only some of the best bits from Jordan the Week, okay?
Yeah.
If you want to complain that your favourite bit wasn't included, we should actually put Clint's email at the bottom of this.
Yeah, podcast. Yeah, just talk Clint. Yeah.
Which is the way we like it. Is there anything kind of? I know we have holidays planned in the future.
Yeah.
End of Augusty time.
That's
or whatever.
The idea, anyway. Yeah.
So, have you any? Is there any highlights coming up in the great world of PJ Gallagher over the next while?
Over the next while, I'm going to a scooter rally.
Oh my God.
Saturday, I'm going to a scooter rally. There's 100 scooters expected to show up.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going around.
The peppermint patty's going to rock
yes,
up.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'll be the only uncool one of the gang. But I'm going to that, and then I'm off
where
to the Donkey
on?
Book Fest. It's on in Inchicore.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, the Pit Stop Crew Scooter Rally.
Did they invite you, or are you just going?
I'm just going. I'm just going to see if I'm allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're just going to try and join in, eh?
I'm going to try and join in, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and is it the idea you just appreciate other people's scooters, or do you go on a little jant?
Are you going a jant? Yeah, no, there's a jant. There's a jant all around the city.
Right.
And you do all that and you stop, then you have a rock shandy here and there, and then you come back and then there's a show and there's some awards, and then you lock them up for the night and everybody goes and does a bit of ska dancing and all.
Oh my god, this is a proper and this is all based around scooters.
Yeah, it's all based, yeah, so they, yeah, it's big Pit Stop Crew Scooter Rally. Yeah, it's going to be great fun.
Wow.
And then I'm at the Donkey Book Festival the next day. Be honest, probably not going to make that. If Saturday goes to plan, Sunday's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to be...
You know what I mean, yeah.
Do you need a specific type of scooter in order to show up at this thing?
No, not at all. Any right, old so scooter at all.
Even the ones that you push with your foot?
No, them not. Not them. Sorry, you're right. Yeah, not them. No, right. No lads in North Face jackets on little electric scooters. No, they're not allowed.
Right, okay. guess I won't be going then.
Well, sorry, Jim.
Right, listen, whatever you're doing, enjoy it. Good luck.
Have a look. Have a look. I can't speak. Good night.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.